Com.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN here at about 9:50, where we continue on with Bradley County Police Department Director Brad Schoen and Captain Aaron Friedline here. I was at the law board meeting last week here, and one of the big news items that came out of that was the hiring of a new director, and that's Dennis Butler from Ottawa here. Brad, I'll start with you. What's the transition been like here, getting him ready? I know he's going to start later in December.
Well, yeah, he and I have had a number of email exchanges already, and immediately following that board meeting that you're talking about, he came down to the PD with his wife, and I gave him a tour of the building, and I thought it was interesting because this was the first opportunity we'd had to interact at any length at all during the course of this process. And it quickly became apparent that he knew a lot about what we do already. As it turns out, he'd already run into Aaron once at a conference. And when I started explaining to him the intelligence-led policing stuff and the crime analysis component of that, he had been interested in a presentation at this conference. And he was around D.C., and it was a presentation by a researcher from George Mason University. As it happened, he had graduated from there, so that was what piqued his interest. He went to the conference, and she was talking about work she had done with the Alexandria Police Department, where he had been for some time, and that she had done at the Riley County Police Department in Manhattan, Kansas. And so she was talking about some of the things we had done in terms of how to gather information and get it to officers in a usable form to be able to deal with problem places and problem people, and professed that he was kind of impressed that he could sit there in D.C. basically and hear about some agency out in Kansas that was doing these sorts of things. And then when we made it down to the jail, he had some experience in jail operations, I guess, by virtue of his time out in Alexandria. He understood the type of jail we have in terms of construction. It's a pod style versus the old linear style cells, you know, like you think of pictures of Alcatraz with a whole row of jail cells with sliding doors with bars and all that sort of stuff. And by virtue of that, understood, you know, why officers are assigned to pods, how master control works, all that sort of thing. So I was impressed that there were any one of a number of components to our operation they already seemed to have a handle on by virtue of his experience. And he got to meet a lot of the staff, and it went well. So we've got two meeting dates where he's going to be coming up for briefings. I had already instructed all the command staff to prepare briefings on their divisions for the new director before we knew who the new director was. I've got some things I want to go over with him, and he's going to hit the ground running, I think. So, yeah, it'll be good. I'm a little nervous about it because it's a change, and, you know, there's two things cops don't like. They don't like change, and they don't like things the way they are. So it's change, and, you know, it's going to take me some getting used to. But I told him during that tour at the end of it, I said, look, here's the deal. My function is to make this as smooth as possible for you, and you need to know I've got no ego invested in anything that's going on around here. Clearly, when you show up, you're going to be the guy, and you've got to make your own decisions, and I know you'll do that. Just know that if you ever need to know historically why is it set up this way or how did we end up here, I'd be more than happy to give you my thoughts on it if you want to call. And if you don't want to call, I'm fine with that because you're the guy and you need to run the organization the way you think it needs to be run. So we get along great. I think it'll be a great transition. I'm actually kind of excited for the PD because while I was poking at change a little bit ago, you know, change is a good thing, I think, in organizations periodically. There were certain things I wanted to see happen when I became the director. Those are done now, so I'm comfortable with where we are, and it's time for somebody else to come in and take a look at it and see if they can figure out how to improve anything. So that was the tack I took coming in, so I don't know why he wouldn't do the same thing. It's just kind of expected. I wish him luck.
And Aaron, I know you said earlier your entire career you've worked with Brad here as your director. What's this change going to be like for you here?
I think it will be great. Like the director pointed out, there is a time and always a need for change, and, you know, you have to absorb that and hear some other perspectives on things. And I think we're fortunate at RCPD. We have an awesome supervisory staff, so I think we will do nothing but rally behind him and support him and try and educate him if he has questions on things. But then also keep things running, though, and keep all those that work for us, too, trudging along and kind of doing the great things that RCPD's been known to do. So I don't anticipate the boat getting rocked too much, but some positive things to occur also with that transition. But otherwise, you know, we do have great people, and we're just going to keep plugging right along, and it'll be a good change moving forward.
I look forward to working with him more here in my role here as news director of the radio station.
Oh, I suppose I better warn him, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But so you've mentioned, I think earlier this year you announced your retirement here, and it's been kind of known for a while. So
I've been calling it the worst kept secret in Manhattan. So
so I guess what are your plans here coming up then for the last month and then beyond?
Well, I say this full well knowing that there will be people out there who think I'm loony, but despite the fact that my bike and a silver minivan entered into a mild disagreement not too many months ago, when I retire, my wife and I are going to travel slowly, take about 3 weeks to get to the Pacific Northwest by virtue of a circuitous route that includes the Grand Canyon and Yosemite. And when I make it up there to Astoria, Oregon, there's a cross-country bike route called the Trans Am that was first traveled during the nation's bicentennial in 76. And I intend to ride, good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I intend to ride my bike cross-country, going through the Pacific Northwest, Yellowstone, down the spine of Colorado, breaking out of Pueblo, and then heading pretty much east of Virginia. So that'll take about 3 months, we think. And on the back end, we're going to spend about 3 weeks. Erin's over there shaking her head. We're going to spend about 3 weeks. She wants to see lighthouses, so we're going to hit coastal Maine. I've always wanted to see the Canadian Maritime Provinces. We're going to go up there, and with any luck at all, on the way back, the colors will be changing, so we'll diddle around a little bit there. And at the conclusion of this, we'll determine whether or not it's possible to suffer my presence in an RV for 5 or 5.5 months. If she's insane when we get back, the answer will have been no. So that's kind of our plans.
Very, very cool. So you're an avid cyclist, I've gathered.
I ride a good bit, yeah. It's fun.
Have you ever...
Except for minivans.
Well, I just moved here from Emporia. We have a pretty big bike race there every year.
You do? I don't do that. That's not a bike race. That's insanity. Those guys, what do they go, 200 miles?
Yeah.
The most I've ever ridden in a day was I crossed the state south to north in a day once. It was 229 miles, but it was on a road bike. And that's a lot less work than riding over the gravel like those guys do for 200 miles. God bless them, but I ain't crazy. I ain't doing that. I would like to go down and watch it sometime.
It's quite a neat spectacle. Every June they do that big dirty Kansas there.
Yeah, and I hear, and I can't remember the name of it, but they're starting a race up here in Manhattan that's supposed to be like a qualifier for the dirty Kansas because it was getting so big. I mean, they're going to have to figure out some way to limit registrations, I think. And so I wish I could remember the name of it here or I'd promote it. I think we had the first one of those here in September of this year. Anyway, so... Yeah, keep your eyes peeled if you're interested. There's something similar coming to Manhattan. We can hope it grows as well.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Any last thoughts here? We still have about a minute or so here. Anything?
The only thing I would add is this. You know, I've been around at the end of this year. It will now be 36 years in law enforcement here in Raleigh County. And I got to tell you that I don't think – I mean, I've talked to a lot of people who are affiliated with law enforcement at the state level or in training law enforcement officers at the state level. I'm a C-post commissioner, the commission that accredits or that certifies law enforcement officers for service in the state. And I hear this from other people, and I observe it myself when I go around the country. Despite, you know, if you grow up in a palace, sometimes it's kind of hard to know that until you step out and you see how, you know, the commoner lives. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the way it is here in Raleigh County with respect to law enforcement. I think if people were to get around a little bit around the state, they would be surprised at how progressive the department is. They would be surprised at how well our employees treat people. And I'm not just talking about the cops. I'm talking about everybody from the dispatchers to the clerical staff to the corrections officers. I have corrections officers and supervisors telling me that, you know, we have to treat these people with respect because they're citizens just like everybody else, and they're going to get back out, and we're going to run into them on the street. You know, we want to be able to say hello to them. And the crew down at the PD gets it. They're sharp, they're smart, and the PD will be just fine without me, and that's always been my goal. I've always maintained nobody's so important that if they got hit by a bus tomorrow, this place wouldn't be fine.
Or a minivan.
That's what I was going to say. I just didn't know it would be a minivan. So... It's been fun, and I've enjoyed my career.
All right. Well, Brad, thanks for being here. Erin, thanks for being here as well.
Thank you.
All right. That's going to do it here for In Focus here on this Friday, News Radio KMAN.
Thanks to both of you, and congratulations on all those career moves. 10 a.m., Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, the game for an hour in Manhattan High basketball, all on the way.
Shop local. From flooring to inspiration to expert advice, Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by